Welcome to the Wealth Equation Podcast with me, Wealth Ninja Kristen Wunsch. If you want to be wealthy, but money feels like physics and the thought of making a budget makes you want to die, stick around. Here, we break it all down super simply. We demystify wealth so you run your money instead of your money running you. We're here to ditch the hustle, earn more, hold more, and grow more simply. We're coming in hot with practical teachings, deep mindset shifts, and the perfect amount of woo-woo so that you become the kind of woman who creates wealth with ease. Money is a dance party if you let it be. You were born for wealth, and by pressing play, your up-level begins. Hola, hermosas. Welcome back. It is so good to be here with you. We just closed the doors on our largest launch to date. And I'm honestly so proud. We are celebrating so deeply. I'm so proud of my team for really pulling this together so powerfully and for executing everything at such a high level. I'm proud of myself for holding the vision for this program, for this business, for this particular group. I'm proud of all of the women who have said yes to themselves right here and right now. This round of Women's Money Mastery is honestly next fucking level. I'm always so excited to kick off new groups. You know, there's so much possibility and I can see it all unfolding and I know what's coming for them all. And so it's so exciting for me and for them. In this group, you know, we have some incredible women. We have world-renowned artists, talented photographers. We have women that are in real estate, adventure travel, and spend their days kiteboarding. We have retreat companies, women who are in health and wellness, studio owners. Like, the group is so diverse. And that's one piece of it that I really love is how many women from different backgrounds and countries. We have women from Canada, the US, Costa Rica, New Zealand, France. We have literally women from all over the world joining inside of this group. And so there's just so much magic that's unfolding. I love it. And we also have women who have been inside of my groups before, who have hit big milestones and are back ready for their next one. I think the common thread that brings all of these women together is like, they're really ready. They're ready for the next level. They're ready to expand. They're ready to really create the impossible this year. So if you missed out this time, definitely jump on the wait list and hear about the next round. It's going to be so, so fun. Today, I want to talk to you about debt. Good debt versus bad debt. And debt is a really interesting one. We have so many misconceptions about debt. We have so many stories about what debt means, about what it means to have debt, about what it means to have the goal of debt freedom. We have misunderstandings about how debt is best paid off. We have stories about what it means for us to be in debt versus not in debt. So let's start off with, what is debt? Debt is an agreement to have something now in the present in exchange for paying a small fee or large fee to pay that back over time. So debt itself is neither good nor bad. The stories that you have about the number is what makes it feel good or bad. When you think about debt, if you have debt currently, or maybe you don't, but when you think about it, how does it feel in your body? And just drop into that for a minute. I have women tell me that it feels heavy, or that sometimes it feels overwhelming or feels confusing. The story about what you make it mean is what creates that feeling of heaviness. The story that you shouldn't be in debt, the story that you won't be able to pay it off, or you won't be able to pay it off in the time you want, the story that it means you're not good with money. Shaming yourself about debt is what feels heavy. It's interesting, right? You have a different story about a mortgage than you do about, say, 20 grand on a credit card that you use to buy clothes. But the mortgage actually costs you more, funny enough. I wonder how many people actually do the math to add up how much they're paying in interest over the lifetime of a mortgage. If you think about a $500,000 mortgage, if you were to pay a 5% interest rate on that over 30 years, you would actually end up paying $466,000 in interest payments. Compare that to a credit card, which is charging you, say, 20% interest, a much higher interest rate. But if you had $20,000 outstanding on your credit card and you paid it off in a year, the interest you're paying is just over $2,000. So it's interesting that the numbers can be widely different, but the reason that a credit card feels heavier is because society has really given us this story of what it means to have credit card debt versus what it means to have a mortgage. Even though a mortgage, you actually often are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest over time. Now, I don't think a mortgage is good or bad, and I'm not saying a credit card or a mortgage is better or worse, but I think it's worth questioning the stories that we have so that we can actually look at the numbers. For many people, they just make buying a home a goal because they think, it's highly coveted, it's something to aspire to, it's something we're told by society is something that you just do. And so when housing prices are climbing and interest rates are close to zero, that might make sense. But when housing prices, and they are right now, are falling and interest rates are rising, the numbers actually look very different. Rapid interest rates, rapidly changing interest rates close to 5 or 6%, and a house that you're living in that actually costs you thousands per year actually might not make as much sense as you think. So it's worth actually looking at the numbers and doing this free from the story that one is good and one is bad. Debt is a tool. Companies use debt all the time. Some of them use it very effectively, others don't. Why would you use debt? Because it gives you access to something right now that you don't have the cash to pay for. And so when would that be a good idea? Well, similar to the way a knife is a valuable tool in the kitchen, but can also cut you if you're not careful. That's what debt is like. It can be a powerful tool when certain criteria are met. When you're choosing intentionally why you're taking the debt on, i.e., that thing that you want in the present is worth the money that you're paying over time for it. So, have you chosen that intentionally? Is it something that is going to generate you a return? Is it an investment? Is it something that's going to bring more money back for you? Something that will create more value in your business, something that will create more value in your life or in your mind, something that will make your brain more valuable. Having a think about that. When you think about it like that, it's not just a house is either a good idea or a bad idea, or school is a good idea or isn't. You're actually evaluating each individual decision and truly asking yourself the question, is the thing that I desire right now worth the money I'm going to be paying over time? Doing the math on how much interest you're paying, is it worth it? And in order to answer that question, you need to know the numbers. And the second thing is actually asking yourself, can I afford the payments? Are you able to make those monthly payments every month? And are you able to make them if the interest rate changes? This happens, and it's happening right now with mortgages, right? With all interest rates. If you expected to be paying, 1% and now you're paying 5%, that changes your monthly payments. And the question becomes, can you service those payments? And just making sure that you can. Problems arise with debt when people don't really understand it. Either they don't understand how much they're paying over time, which is, a lot of cases, or they don't know what their monthly payments are going to be and if those monthly payments are going to go up at some time in the future. There are lots of examples, whether it's a floating rate mortgage payment, or maybe you got a student loan at a really advantageous rate, and 2 years from now that goes up. Or maybe a credit card gives you a really incredible introductory interest rate for the first 6 months, and then it skyrockets from there. So really important to know that if your interest rate is going up in the future, that you've accounted for that. And if you don't have any idea what the interest rates you're paying are on the debt that you have, you are not alone. Almost every person that I've worked with really doesn't know the interest rates they're being charged. It's often buried in the fine print, and it's not often easily visible. And if it is, it's not something we look at every day. So if you don't know, don't feel like you're an idiot. It is just a quick, easy call. And when you do know the numbers, it's really just easy math. When it comes to paying off debt, there are different methods of paying off debt. And the easiest one that makes the most sense is really just to pay the highest interest rates first. It's not complicated. So what does that mean? Step one, find out all your interest rates. And what I mean by this is if you owe multiple people different amounts of debt, maybe you've borrowed money on a credit card, maybe you have a loan, maybe you have borrowed money from your parents, just find out what all the interest rates are and if they're going to go up in the future. Step two, make all the minimum monthly payments on each. This keeps your credit rating in good standing. And to be clear, as long as you're making your minimum payments on all of your credit cards and all of your debt, your credit rating is likely not negatively impacted. The bank loves when you just make the minimum payments. So step three is any additional cash that you want to put toward debt payments, you just pay off the highest interest rate first. Once that's paid, you pay the next. And I often get the question of, can I pay off debt and invest at the same time? And the answer is yes. Say you have $10,000 and you're wondering where to put it. You just need to ask yourself, where am I going to get the highest return from this money? Say option one is paying down a credit card where you're being charged 22% interest. Option two is paying down your mortgage even more where your interest rate is maybe 4%. Or option three is investing into the market where you can expect a, say, 7 or 8% return in the long run over time. Which would you choose? Option one, where you're paying 22% interest, option two, where you're paying 4%, or option three, where you could get a 7 or 8% return. Well, option one gives you that 22% interest back in your pocket every month. So that's where you go first. Again, this is very, very simple math. Let me reiterate, there is no good or bad debt. There is only the numbers and then the story we have about the numbers. You get to use debt if and when you choose. You get to use it as a powerful tool in your life or not. Like anything else, when it comes to money and wealth and life, my loves, you are in charge. You run your money, not the other way around. Have a beautiful week, and I will see you right back here next week. It's a gift to vibe with you here every week. If you're digging the content, I would be honored if you'd leave a rating, a review, and subscribe to the show. Not just for me, but it's how women just like you find the pod. It truly is how we can all make an impact. More women being ridiculously fucking wealthy and building a life of their wildest dreams.